Are you someone who's interested in God and desires to know more about Him? Lots of people around the world and in every culture are yearning to know more. However, with all the false religions, hundreds of dangerous religious cults, and over 25 major international Christian denominations, who all teach different things about the Bible, there's plenty of confusion. A proper knowledge about God and how He thinks and acts begins with a personal relationship with Him. The Bible tells us that God is not our enemy, but our friend, and true friends do good things for each other. Sin has been on earth for over 6,000 years. The Bible says that the wages of sin is eternal death, which is simply understood as eternal separation from the goodness of God. The word eternal means forever, and that's a long time. This eternal separation is a horrible and unspeakable thing. The Bible also teaches that all of us have sinned. This means that no one is exempt from these eternal consequences. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. As the perfectly righteous divine Son of God, He voluntarily bore the punishment for your sin and mine. He took our place in divine judgment, suffered, and died. If you've never watched the movie, The Passion of Christ, you might want to get it and witness the horrible price Christ paid on our behalf. Because of the time limitations in this program, we can't cover every point, but we will give you some information to get you started. In the New Testament, St. Paul shares some important facts about New Testament salvation. A personal relationship with God begins with receiving His solution for your sin. God's solution is found in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Paul tells us some extraordinary things about Christ's salvation that many in the religious world not only refuse to believe, but actively oppose. First of all, salvation is given to you as a free gift, and no religious works or special church affiliation are required to receive it. Paul tells the church at Rome in a letter, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. Paul tells the Ephesian church, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2:8-9. Since salvation is given as a gift on the basis of faith only, Paul tells us that only a few things are necessary to obtain it. In his letter to the Romans in chapter 10, verses 8-10, he writes, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." On down in verse 13 of that same chapter, St. Paul makes it even clearer that salvation is a gift. He says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." When listening to these words, it's important to know that the Bible definition for Lord is God and Master. If you call Jesus Lord, you're stating a belief that He's God. These facts represent incredibly good news for the human race, and it's no accident that the root meaning of the word gospel is good news. You can begin your personal relationship with God right now by doing what St. Paul said and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do this by praying a simple prayer like this one. "Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross in my place for my sins. I believe that God the Father raised you from the dead. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Lord and Redeemer. Thank you for destroying my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of the throne of my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be and change me into your image." If you called upon the name of the Lord with your whole heart, God said you've met His condition to be saved. Obviously, there's a lot more to learn, and you've only taken a small step into a much larger world. God's kingdom is vast and limitless. You'll spend the rest of your life learning about this new relationship. You can visit our website at www.rockofoffence.com, and that's spelled rockofoffence.com. And click on the button, "The Basics of Salvation," for more information. Welcome to the great adventure.